You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Some surprisingly strong MDMA has hit New Zealand's shores. Some may rejoice at this news, but it is cause for concern, according to Wendy Ellison, director of Know Your Stuff, an organisation aimed at drug use testing and harm reduction at events and festivals nationwide. Now, in its third summer season of drug testing, I caught up with Ellison to talk about what the organisation is all about and how they operate, and the risks with stronger drugs hitting our summer festivals. So you are the director of Know Your Stuff. You test substances at events and festivals. You've been doing it for 3 years with the aim of harm reduction, reducing negative consequences associated with drug use.
That's right.
I was hoping you could tell me a little bit about how this came to be in the last 3 years in New Zealand. I mean, was this something that was happening at festivals before Know Your Stuff came around?
Yes, harm reduction is not a new principle, and pill testing at festivals and events has been happening internationally for quite a long time, since at least the year 2000. I believe DanceSafe in the United States was one of the first organisations to start implementing it. So it's actually been around for a very long time, and Know Your Stuff came about because I was aware of this through having an interest in drug policy and harm reduction in general, and my degree is in social policy and criminology, so I had some awareness of the existence of this, and I have a background in event management and particularly risk management. So
a recipe for success.
Well, a recipe for knowing about harm reduction. I was at an event in 2014, and there was some what we call copycatting going on, in which there were some pills going around that were apparently very, very good, contained MDMA, everyone was having a great time, but somebody had mimicked these using a press that looked exactly the same with something that really wasn't MDMA, and people were having a really bad time. They were getting very sick and ending up in the medics for sort of 6 to 8 hours with psychological issues and nausea, anxiety, all this kind of stuff. And the medics came to us and basically said, if something isn't done about this, somebody is going to die. So I suggested we take a harm reduction approach, because it was plainly obvious that trying to stop people using drugs wasn't working. And so we had discussions with the event in question, and they agreed to tolerate our presence for the first year. We ran a very small pilot and tested 48 samples, and what we found was really scary. And I shared that with a journalist, and the rest is history, basically.
Right, right. So it's been 3 years, and you've been gathering data, proving that drug checking does in fact reduce drug use and associated harms. Tell me a little bit more about how this works in terms of reducing harm.
Well, the first thing is that we're talking about an illicit market that has absolutely no quality control, no Consumer Guarantees Act. So when people buy a substance, they're taking it on faith that it is actually what they think it is, and you can't tell just by looking. So what we're doing is providing people with information about what they're about to take, and in some cases that is, yes, this does contain MDMA, but it also contains something else. Or we may tell people that it is something completely different from what it is, from what they presumed it was. And the third scenario, of course, is when something is what people think it is, we can then give them harm reduction information about that specific substance and how to stay safer with that. So there's the level at which people go, look, I'm just not going to take this. This isn't what I thought it was. There's the level where people approach with more caution because what we've told them. And then there is the level which we weren't anticipating. We're getting feedback now that people are saying to us they've reduced their drug use, or they are approaching drugs in general more carefully due to the existence of Know Your Stuff. They're now much more aware of what the market is like out there, so they're being more careful.
Absolutely. I mean, so it's become apparent even this year there's a strong batch of MDMA hitting New Zealand's shores. So there are some risks involved with this. What's going on here with that?
Okay, so MDMA is generally considered to be a fairly low-risk substance in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. It's got low potential for dependency and not particularly toxic. So taken in normal doses, it's highly unlikely that people would have problems. But what we've found is that we're finding some quite large pills in which the content analysis tells us that there isn't much else apart from MDMA and the odd filler in there. And so we can't actually measure the purity of a pill, but an educated guess suggests to us that a pill that is mostly MDMA and quite large has potentially more than one dose in it. So we put out the warning saying, hey guys, be careful out there. There is potentially high dose MDMA pills out there. And of course, everybody's going, oh my God, super strong MDMA.
Amazing, man.
Yeah, and the fact is it's more a caution to just be aware that these are potentially out there and approach carefully, because in high doses, MDMA can be potentially fatal.
Have you been finding people this season, upon learning this information, have been quite shocked or surprised?
Yeah, because, I mean, in New Zealand, drugs have historically been of low and fluctuating quality, and nobody expects more MDMA than you were wanting. Most people are expecting less MDMA than you are wanting, and this makes it particularly potentially dangerous for New Zealanders, because they
people
are
get quite excited
to be low dose, and so they have a tendency to take more than one.
Right.
And if you do that with a high dose, you could get very sick. And of course, then there's the other one. Oh, yay, high dose MDMA. Let's go seeking this stuff out, which is also, you know, there is potential for risk there, but at least people are now aware of that potential. If you're buying a substance and you have no idea what the dose is, it's a much higher risk.
Yeah.
So I think even if people have sought out the high-dose stuff, at least they know that they're seeking out the high-dose stuff, and they might only take one instead of taking two or three, you know.
It's
information, basically.
Right. What would you say to people who are a little bit afraid? I mean, what's the sort of legal grey area that you're operating in? People may be a little bit afraid to approach you at a festival in case, you know, they're afraid that they're doing something illegal.
Right. Well, they know they're doing something illegal
because they have
sought out illicit substances, and they know that the possession and use of these substances is illegal. So the concern they have, I guess, is that we're going to either share information with the police or turn out to be the police, and they will somehow get into trouble. And that is one of the situations we have. And essentially, we operate on trust. People are concerned about that when they approach us, but we have been operating for several years now, and that hasn't happened to anybody. So there is an awareness now that we're actually an organisation that doesn't exist to sort of get people arrested.